All right, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a Midnight Amen jungle swing inside Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way a proper DJ tool should feel. Dark, shuffly, alive, and ready to drop into a set without sounding like a random loop on the timeline. The big idea here is simple. The Amen break is not just a drum loop. In drum and bass, it's a rhythmic identity. It can carry the whole vibe of a tune if you shape it right. And when the swing lands properly, you get that smoky, late night, head nod motion that feels somewhere between classic jungle chaos and modern DNB control. So our goal is not just to loop the Amen and call it done. We're going to chop it, swing it, arrange it, and support it with bass in a way that feels DJ-friendly and musically intentional. Start by setting the tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. If you want a really nice sweet spot for this darker jungle feel, 173 BPM is a great place to land. Fast enough to move, but not so fast that the break loses weight. Now build your session with a few simple tracks. You want an Amen break track, a top perk or ghost hats track, a sub bass track, a res or mid bass track, and an atmosphere or effects track. Then set up a return with a short reverb and another with delay. If you're thinking like a DJ tool maker, you also want to organize the arrangement with clear sections like intro, drop, switch, and outro. That structure matters. In DNB, the phrasing has to feel readable. If the arrangement is clear, DJs can mix it, dancers can feel it, and the drop lands with way more impact. Next, load your Amen break onto an audio track and slice it to a new MIDI track. In Ableton Live 12, you can do that right from the clip. For slicing, transient markers are great if you want tight control, and 1/16 slicing works well if the break is already pretty clean and you want a more grid-based edit. Once it's in a drum rack, start programming a one-bar idea. Don't make it too rigid. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make with jungle breaks. If every hit is perfectly locked to the grid, the break loses its attitude. Instead, think in terms of anchors and movement. Keep the main kick and snare hits solid. Then add ghost notes, little hat fragments, and maybe an open tail or chopped fill at the end of the bar. A good move is to duplicate that into two bars, then slightly change the second bar so it doesn't just repeat identically. Swap one slice, add a ghost snare, or move a tiny fill into the turnaround. That small variation goes a long way. This is where swing comes in. Open the groove pool and try a classic MPC swing. For this kind of midnight jungle feel, MPC 16 Swing 55 is a really solid starting point. If you want a little more pull, try 57. Apply the groove mostly to hats, ghost notes, and break slices that live between the main hits. Here's the important part. Don't swing everything equally. Keep the strongest kick and snare anchors closer to the grid. If you swing the whole break the same amount, it can start to feel lazy instead of groovy. A good rule of thumb is to give the break slices more swing, maybe around 60 to 75% groove amount, and use a little less on hats and percussion. Keep the sub bass mostly straight too, unless you intentionally want a lazier phrase. In drum and bass, the groove should feel like it's leaning forward, not falling over. Now let's shape the break a bit. On the Amen track, start with a Q8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clean up any low rumble. If the break feels boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus for punch and density. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15%, and don't overdo the boom unless you really need it. After that, use saturator with soft clip-on and a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. To bring some bite and attitude forward. This is a really nice Ableton stock chain, because it lets you keep the break's character while making it feel more finished. You're not flattening it, you're just giving it presence. If the break feels too raw or too bright, add auto filter and automate a low pass during the intro. Let it sit around 6 to 10 kHz, then open it up when the drop lands. That old school filter tension is still one of the most effective ways to build anticipation. Now build the sub bass around the break, not against it. For this, operator is perfect. A sine wave is all you really need for a clean sub. Keep it mono, keep it simple, and avoid extra stereo effects. You want the bass to support the drums, not smear them. Write the bass like a conversation. If the Amen is busy in one part of the bar, let the sub answer in the gaps. Maybe it hits on the downbeat, then responds on the end of two or the end of three. That call and response motion is classic jungle language. It gives you movement without cluttering the groove. Also, keep the sub disciplined. A nice contrast works really well here. Expressive break, precise sub. That contrast is what makes the whole thing feel intentional. If you want a second bass layer, add a mid bass or restyle layer with wavy treble or operator. This one is not about sub weight, it's about attitude and movement. I pass it above 100 to 150 HC, add a little saturation, and maybe a bit of subtle detune or slow autofilter movement. Keep it controlled so it doesn't fight the break, then phrase it musically. Short stabs on one bar, a longer note on the next, maybe the pickup before a snare. That kind of arrangement gives the track a dark, rolling conversation between drums and bass. Very Midnight, very DNB. Now let's arrange the first 32 bars like a real tune. Bars 1 to 8 should be your intro. Keep it filtered, keep it spacious, and don't bring in full sub yet. Let the amen tease the groove, maybe with atmosphere and a hint of bass texture. Bars 9 to 16 are your first drop. Bring in the full break, sub and mid bass. This is where the groove should really lock in. Bars 17 to 24 are development. Add ghost hits, maybe a fill, maybe an extra percussion layer, maybe a slight bass variation. You want the section to evolve, not just repeat. Bars 25 to 32 are your switch up or turnaround. Pull one main element away, maybe mute the bass for a moment, introduce a fill, then bring the energy back. That gives the section shape and makes it feel like part of a record, not just a loop. And this is a big DJ tool principle. Keep your phrasing readable. 8-bar and 16-bar structure works because DJs and dancers can feel it immediately. It makes transitions cleaner and the drop lands harder. Now add automation for tension. Use auto filter cutoff on the amen or bass. Automate reverb sends on a few ghost hits. Throw a delay on the end of a phrase. Automate a small gain drop or mute for a fake out before the drop. That fake out trick is huge. On bar 7 or 15, pull the bass for half a bar, leave the break and a reverb tail hanging, and then slam the full sub back and on the next downbeat. That kind of tension and release makes the drop feel heavier without needing more layers. Next, group your drums and bass separately. Put the drum elements into a drum bus and the bass into a bass bus. On the drum bus, a little glue compressor can help, maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Add drum bus if you want more density, and use EQ8 if anything feels harsh. On the bass bus, keep the low end centered with utility. Use EQ8 to carve space, and add saturator if you want the bass to speak better on smaller speakers. One thing to watch closely is the kick and sub relationship. If they're hitting too hard at the exact same moment, the low end can get muddy. In DNB, clarity usually wins over sheer overlap. Sometimes just shortening one note or shifting one hit slightly makes the whole groove tighter. Now, when you're finishing, think like a DJ. Ask yourself, can this be mixed into another tune cleanly? Does the intro leave enough space? Is the outro readable? Are the 8-bar and 16-bar phrases obvious? Is the bass controlled? Is the break still breathing? That's the difference between a cool loop and a proper production tool. You want impact, but you also want usability. If you need a limiter, keep it light. Just catch peaks. Don't crush the life out of the arrangement. This lesson is more about groove, phrasing, and identity than it is about loudness. A few quick coaching points before you wrap up. Think in push and pull, not just swing amount. Use velocity changes to make repeated ghost notes feel played. Let one lane stay really disciplined while the break gets messy, because that contrast creates intention. And always check the groove at low volume. If the swing still feels good quietly, it's probably truly working. If you want to level this up even more, try micro-switching the amen every 4 bars. Change just one slice, maybe to hat for a ghost snare or a kick fragment earlier than expected. Or build a second break variation with fewer hits and more space, then use it later in the drop. Subtle contrast like that keeps the tune from feeling copy-pasted. You can also resample your processed break, bounce it, and rechop it. That often gives you a rougher, more finished jungle texture than endlessly tweaking the original clip. For your practice challenge, make a 2-bar Midnight Amen loop and then expand it into a 16-bar sketch. Slice one amen, program a basic 2-bar drum pattern with ghost hits and a small fill, apply MPC swing, add a sine sub, add one mid-bass stab, and automate one movement like a filter sweep or a reverb throw. The goal is to make something that feels like it could actually work in a set. So to recap, swing the break, but keep the backbone clear. Shape the amen, don't just loop it. Keep the sub mono and intentional. Arrange in 8s and 16s. Use Ableton's stock tools to control tension, space, and impact. And remember, the magic of Midnight Jungle Swing is that contrast between human break movement and controlled low-end pressure. That's the vibe. Now go build it, and let the amen breathe.